Addendum item number 17.
Another discussion item. It's another crab issue. Again, we're going to be requesting for a February public hearing, and at that time we'll have more information for you. But this started out as a concern of the law enforcement division explaining that within a provision that's been in place for some time, in Chapter 4 VAC 20-880-30D, it prohibits the use, or excuse me, prohibits the harvest, take or catch of any hard crabs from anything other than a licensed crab pot. However, we alongside of our crab pot licenses, we have a fish or eel pot license. The license that you can purchase doesn't specify which you have, which one you're going to fish. We don't have any regulation or anything in code that defines what a fish pot is. As most of you are probably aware, there are license categories for commercial crabbing. There's a peeler pot license, and there are actually five different crab pot licenses. Those licenses were reduced in 2008, slightly increased back in 2009 to the limits that we have right now. So there's a 85 crab pot license, 127 crab pot license, 170 crab pot license, 255, and a license that allows a crabber to fish up to 425 crab pots. However, there's nothing prohibiting that same individual from buying a license to fish greater than 300 fish pots, and that fish pot could actually be just another crab pot. Fisheries staff has looked into this a little bit so far. What we've found is that there isn't a lot of harvest reported from fish pots or eel pots within the main stem of the bay, and that's one of the areas where law enforcement is seeing quite a bit of both pots set together. We're on the wrong slide here. As I mentioned, the commission took action to reduce the number of crab pots that were able to be sold in 2008. So looking at the number of fish and eel pot licenses that were sold prior to that, there were 308 sold in 2007. This past year, there was a 55% increase from that. 477 licenses were sold. And one of the biggest increases was in that license that allows them to fish more than 300 crab pots. So we have a situation, fish pots, if you will. So we have a situation where an individual that has a 425 pot crab pot license can also set some unknown number of fish pots. Now, we brought this issue to CMAQ, and two of the concerns that they had were that there are individuals fishing eel pots for their own bait for the crab pots, and there are also individuals that are fishing minnow pots that could possibly be affected by this, even though they may be fishing both legally. So right now, staff is proposing to hopefully address both of those issues. And to do that, again, this is just staff's recommending for a February public hearing, and we'll bring more of the wording to you on that. But what staff will be attempting to do is to make an exemption for eel pots and for minnow pots by addressing the mesh size set in certain pots. So as you can see here, out of the 477 licenses that were sold for a fisher eel pot in 2014, 227 of those were sold to someone that also had crab or peeler pot licenses. In fact, they were actively crabbing because those 227 reported harvest from their crab or peeler pots. Out of those same individuals, only 31 reported any actual harvest from a fish pot, and only 35 individuals actually reported any harvest from an eel pot. So you have about 75% of those nearly 500 licenses that purchased a fishery eel pot license but didn't seem to use it. This has been a known issue, the fact that fish pots and can be interchangeable with crab pots. In 2000, the commission took action to amend Chapter 270 to prohibit the setting of fish pots 5 days prior to the crab pot season, because there was a situation where individuals were setting a licensed fish pot and then just changing that license on that same pot that was sitting there to become their crab pot and then harvesting crab on the first day of the season. One other issue there is we've noticed in regulation recently that the opening of the crab season was on a Sunday. So what's in regulation or what's in Chapter 270 right now actually has a six-day prohibition for the setting of fish pots. We would also like to advertise to change that back to a five-day prohibition. So it would be a March 12th through March 16th prohibition.
Any questions, Mr. Smith? That's a request for a public hearing.
That's correct.
For the February meeting.
Just a comment?
Yeah, please.
I think one thing we need to be cautious of is the invasive catfish problem, and we're going to be encouraging watermen to go after catfish using fish pots. We want to be cautious that we don't take the ability away from certain watermen that hold peeler pot and crab pot licenses not to be able to go after catfish. Something to think about.
Yes, I agree. And there are, you know, looking at the harvest from fish pots. I can say that over 90% of the harvest from fish pots is catfish. And the vast majority of that takes place in the upper James River, over 80% last year. The remainder of that comes from the upper Rappahannock River. What staff would be suggesting is, at this point, is a cap on the number of fish pots that could be set for an active crab pot licensee. So active being defined as anyone who actually has crab pots set. So law enforcement can go out and check and see that they have crab pots set. If they had a 100 fish pot, up to 100 fish pot license, the 10% would be they could only have 10 fish pots. So in this suggestion, if the two are going concurrent, then they could potentially be stuck under that cap unless the two are happening at different times or if there were perhaps upriver exemptions, which is a possibility. One thing in this regulation right now that I can state is that there is an exemption for upriver areas from the five-day fish pot part of this. So I guess it's possible that could be a consideration as well.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the commission?
I have a question.
Chief
Orlando. I know it's late, and I know you've had quite a day, but I want to make sure we get this right. So in terms of the active, we've had conversations about what is an active crabber, and we also know if we – law enforcement is stretched, so there's only going to be – maybe 20 officers, if we're lucky, in patrol in any one day, given administrative situations, leave, everything else, overtime. So we think that it's probably an active crabber is someone who gets his license or her license. Once you get your license, that's your declaration that you're active. Now, we know that some harvesters buy their license and they don't even use it, but they have this concern that if they don't buy their license, it may be taken away from them at some date. Well, that won't bear on this because it'll still be checking. Law enforcement will know who has the license, and they can check when they need to check. Law enforcement can't look to see who's active one day, and then, you know, the next day they're not active, they're fishing fish pots full bore. So I just want to clarify that we will probably come to you with the idea that active means that you bought a license. The upriver situation, as Joe already indicated, is already part of the, when there's that 5-day period where you can't have fish pots and crab pots, it does not pertain to the upriver areas. So we'll be okay on that. This minnow pot situation, we had testimony from a couple of young harvesters, and I think what we would like to advertise is not minnow pot, but mesh 1-inch or less. So that would take care of that situation. And the cap will be on those active crab fishermen, up to 10% of whatever you have, capped off at 30. So obviously we had a nice conversation at the CMAC meeting, and a young fellow said, well, I'm over 300. 10% of that could be a lot. And so I came back with, well, we'll cap it at 30. I mean, 30 is all there is. So I wanted to make sure that you heard all the components that will go into this. Joe covered them at different times, but I wanted to give a recap because it's really important. And this is a big issue. Law enforcement made cases on the fish pot usage, but the way they had to do it, they had to actually see the fish pots fished, the crabs from the fish pot, put on the boat and kept there, not culled back. And it took many, many hours to make a few cases, but those cases will stick. And I don't think law enforcement really needs to have to do that. It is a beleaguered resource right now until we hear something in April, and we're all hoping it's no longer a situation where the 1-plus federal crabs are problematic like they were last year with 68 million. So we have a resource, a crab resource, which anything we can do to allow for, you know, its rebounding is very worthwhile. And I think some of Joe's data shows that when opportunity knocks, sometimes the harvesters figure out what to do. Thank you.
Thank you. So it's a request for a public hearing at the February Commission meeting.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.